dub, CNN has hooked up with Cam. You know, fuck calling you West Coast Cam. You're Cam, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I thought. But, you know, I guess 2008, you got to kind of, like, make a distinction because it's a couple other cats running around with the name Cam, so, you know.
Fuck it, we going to call you Cam on dub, CNN.
Yeah, you can call me OG Cam, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know.
Alright, so, you know, I feel like Self and Kind has been on our anticipated albums for next year list ever since Dub CNN launched. You know, what's the status on the album?
Man, if you know anything about Cam, then you probably can imagine why it's been taking so long. Because, I mean, you know, whenever they hear, when I say they, the blockers and the haters, you know, that they kind of manipulate and control the industry right now. When they hear that I'm coming, you know, they throw all the yellow cones and the detour signs and the roadblocks out that they can. So it's always something, you know, whether it's acts of God or acts of Satan, you know what I'm saying? It's always some setbacks. So I think I updated that Self and Kind album at least four times. So
yeah, that was actually my next question. I was going to ask you how many times you changed the record.
Yeah, I gotta keep changing it because, you know, records get dated. Even though all of it might be sound brand new to you know, to the consumer, but to me, it's, if it get old to me, I gotta scrap it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Would you consider putting out those other records like on the internet and stuff like that?
Yeah, actually, I started doing that a little bit. So, like on my MySpace page, I got maybe like eight of them on there. So, That was gonna be on the record, and now, you know, they kind of scrapped. So I'm still gonna do something with them, but they're not gonna come out under Self and Kind. You know, Self and Kind is like, you know, they got to be potent. They got to be all the way up to the modern time, what was going on in the hood and in the world. So,
all right, and you know, a lot of fans wonder, what does a rapper do when he's not recording or promoting his music? You know, what have you been up to?
Well, me, I can't speak for other rappers, but me, you know, I'm heavily active, you know, in the community, put it that way, or, you know, I ain't into politics, but I guess I'm like, street politics, or the politics translated in street language. So, like, from the stuff that's going on with the war to the Barack Obama campaign, all that, you know, I guess I'm like a translator, so I understand the language, you know, the corporate language or the political language, but then, you know, my people that I come from, the people that I try to get to don't, so I convert, you know, the political language in the hood language. So that's what I've been doing, just trying to, you know, raise the consciousness level of the youth, you know, in the street, in the ghetto.
Okay, I get you. And you know, you're part of the group Warzone, which Snoop Dogg put together with Goldie Loke and MC8. And I remember people were surprised when it was announced, as you seem to have a different image than those other two cats. How did you feel about the idea when you first heard about it?
Yeah, the whole thing, that Warzone project is a product of that Western conference that you know, Snoop had a few years ago, like two or three years ago. And, you know, at the time that happened, everybody was asking right after that, okay, what was the point of this whole thing? You know what I'm saying? Because nothing seemed to come out of it except Dog Pound getting back together. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
that seemed like it was an in-house thing or some publicity stunt or something. So this is not just the War Zone, but it's another group, Western Union, that's Bad Luck, Damani, and Superfly. So this group represent that statement, that first statement, that first action or movement of West Coast artists that never really got down with each other, that really never hung out together, never really, you know, moved together or supported each other like that, you know, squadding up and doing, you know, making a statement of unity. So yeah, our styles and our images ain't the same, but what we got in common is we West Coast vets, you know, in this rap thing.
Yeah.
If we true artists, then, you know, we shouldn't have no problem being challenged to you know, find some common ground that we can get down on and make some hit records on. So it's good for me. I like it.
All right. So how has the music been coming along so far?
It's coming along. It's real street. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still drop the seeds that I drop on a conscious, you know, turf conscious level, but it's more of a street party, like street, not really party, but street. It's more street than what I'm known for.
All right. How did you feel about doing that?
I mean, that's cool because that's where I'm from. I mean, at the same time, I mean, I got a lot of fans that love my street side more than the political side. You know what I'm saying? It's like Tupac or something. You know what I'm saying? He was known for Dear Mama or Brenda Had a Baby. At the same time, he was known for Toss It Up and, you know what I'm saying, whatever else he was doing. So you got people that want to hear that some days, you know what I'm saying? And some days, you know, they want to hear, you know, the party thing or, you know. So that's part of being an artist, you know what I'm saying? Being versatile enough to get it off like that. Be able to cover all of them grounds, you know what I'm saying?
So would you say that the cam we're going to hear on Self and Kind is different from the cam on the Warzone project?
Yeah. See, the cam on the Self and Kind is,
the peace treaty cam?
Yeah. He the revolution. That's the revolutionary. That's when I could really just be who I want to be and say all the way what I want to say. Even it ain't preachy or nothing like that, but, you know, if I'm getting down with somebody else, I don't want to step on nobody's toes. I don't want to get them in no hot water or get them in trouble, but I was born in hot water, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so if it's my album, I'm going to, you know, you're going to have to know what you're getting into featuring with me, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I ain't worried about you getting, you know, starting no controversy on my, you know, on my shit, but at the same time, I got to be respectful and courteous enough not to, you know, they might not, you know, other artists ain't signed up for what I signed up for, you know what
was
I'm saying?
That the issue with the Murder These Murder Them Murderers track from Snoop's album?
yeah, without a doubt, you know what I'm saying?
We heard it, though. I mean, you put it on your MySpace, right, later on?
Yeah, I put it on the MySpace, but, it's hip-hop, rap, and shit is a billion-dollar corporate industry now. You know what I'm saying? When it first started, you could say fuck the police, you could say fag, you could say Jew, you could say nigger, you could say cracker, devil, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You could say what you wanted to say. Now, you know, all of a sudden, it's all kind of constraints and censorships and, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, political incorrect titles and all this. Now if you say that you homophobic or you racist or you were anti-Semitic and, you know what I'm saying, all these little titles they done threw on the shit.
But on the other hand, it seems like nowadays anybody who comes out is gangster as opposed to back in the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of just, you know, a contradiction.
Yeah, not kind of. It's just a hell of a contradiction. So it's hypocrisy, really. But if they control the media and they control the title, you know what I'm saying, they can label you this and label you that, and then everybody's scared to deal with you because they don't want community backlash, you know, to come against them. So, I mean, I had a couple of shows canceled just because somebody put a title out there that he racist or he this. He's like, what? I mean, this the same one we were just partying 2 years ago, too. I ain't saying nothing new.
Right.
I ain't even had no new album out, so is that once they slap them titles on and they want to put the spin on you or, you know, try to assassinate your character or whatever, you know, you got to be ready for it. So a lot of these cats ain't ready for that, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
And I ain't the one that's trying to force them into that uncomfortable position, you know what I'm saying? They got to choose that on their own. If you're a man, then, you know, and you recognize what's going on, you're supposed to choose that. You shouldn't let me drag you into it.
Okay, and you know the other group that Snoop put together, the Western Union, had a video out already, and they just dropped the first mixtape. What's up with the Warzone's first project?
The Warzone got a that's kind of like the plan, because since Western Union is like more of New West, you know what I'm saying? Those are new up and coming artists that haven't been broke yet as artists, you know what I'm saying? Me, MC8, and even Goldie, we got a following, we got fan base already. Goldie logo, you know, from being with Snoop and them and Trady on the east side of thing. So Goldie ain't necessarily a old vet in it, but he'd already been attached to vets, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but that's not really the case with Superfly, Bad Luck, and Damani. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got to establish their own fan bases yet. So we giving them this time and support to try to break them as artists and get their thing buzzing. Because, you know, I still do whatever I do solo. You know what I'm saying? I still try to maintain my fan base and following. Same with 8, same with Goldie. So it's not a hating thing or an intimidation. Like, we're trying to support. That's the whole point. All of us support what Western Union is doing. You know what I'm saying? All of us support what Warzone is doing. All of us support with, you know, all the acts that we dealing with now. Matter of fact, we starting. You know, we get on that subject in a minute, but we just putting in motion this West Coast tour called the West Fest.
We're getting to that a little later.
Supporting, we're just giving everybody their time and they look and support them. You know what I'm saying? That's what we never did. Like, you know, if somebody on the West come out with an album, you know, motherfuckers be like, yeah, that's cool. Did you get that? Yeah, it's all right. You got a show tonight? You fooling me? Nah, I ain't fooling. It's always that type of mentality, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why we ain't been able to really get no bread and make, you know, elevations, you know what I'm saying, on West Coast rap in fucking 10 years or whatever, because everybody's on it. Ah, nah, shit, fuck what they doing over there, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do this over here. So, we're trying to put a stop to that and lead by example, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't got to agree with each other and fall in love and all of that. But you have to do what they're doing in the South and the East, the Midwest. And they just might be beefing. They might have just put a diss record out on each other last night, but then they on the same show the next night. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But so they able to turn that bullshit, emotional, whatever, switch off long enough to make some money together. Then they, you know, they can turn it back on if they want to. So we got to learn how to do that.
All right. Definitely, man. So, as far as the Warzone project, what would, you know, who are you going to have on there as far as guests and production and stuff like that?
As far as the Warzone project, I mean, like I said, the whole fact that it's supposed to be a statement of West Coast unity, you know, it only features on there are pretty much West Coast artists. You know, not intentionally trying to exclude nobody else, but we got to clean our own house up first, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like if I'm trying to do peace treaty, you know, between the Bloods and the Crips, you know what I'm saying? I can't even complain about what's going down between the Blacks and the Browns until you clean your own in-house shit up first. So the Warzone project is going to be strictly trying to tighten up the relationships among artists on the West Coast. So then everybody on the West Coast from the Bay to San Diego is featured on the Warzone in one way or the other.
Right. Okay, and you know, what about your solo album? How, you know, who do you have on there doing the beats?
On the solo album, the production, it'll be two. I hate to even mention names because I'm gonna forget some people, but Warren G, Battle Cat, Jinx, Focus, Premier, Pete Rock, Baby Boy, a young producer named Baby Boy, DJ Pooh, DJ Quick.
That sounds crazy.
we got fire. We got some fire. So it's just me, you know, trying to have a machine in place to get it out quick enough to where it don't get dated. You know what I'm saying? Because if you sit on it too long, I mean, it's gonna get dated.
So what's gonna happen? When are you gonna drop it?
I'm trying to, like, what it's looking like now is I'm trying to use the Warzone momentum and that whole unity, you know what I'm saying, to kind of springboard my solo thing off of that. Because if I put something out before that, it's kind of like gonna get in the way of the big picture of what we all trying to do. So Warzone now is officially scheduled to be released like August the 3rd. So that don't leave me too much time, you know what I'm saying? If I'm trying to be serious about getting the most out of a Cam solo project, it might be first quarter next year, you know what I mean? Because it's foolish to try to drop something in the fourth quarter this year, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my thing. But I didn't wait it this long. A couple of more days ain't gonna hurt. But at the, you know, at the same time, I gotta still be visible enough to keep, you know, keep my buzz cracking.
I feel you. So let's get to this West Fest tour that was announced. Who are the other artists that's gonna be on there?
Well, the first wave that we coming with now. I mean, we're gonna make this, God willing, we're gonna make it a annual thing. So, but the first wave is Snoop, of course, Dub C, G Malone, Mr. Fab out the Bay, Western Union, Warzone, Lady of Rage, and I think I'm forgetting one more, but like in every city, you know, whoever, you know, on the West Coast or on the West period, the Western region, whoever, you know, the cities that we hit, we gonna pull the local artists that's hot in that region, you know, on the tour with it, you know what I'm saying? So we gonna pick up artists as we go along.
Okay, that sounds good. So when is this starting?
Well, right now it's looking like it might be from the middle of June to the middle of July. So right now we already got like about 20 cities, you know, that we got locked in so far. So we're going all the way from San Diego to, you know, all throughout California, and then Seattle, you know, Washington, Portland, Utah, Denver, Arizona, actually all the way up to Vancouver and probably Toronto, you know, up into Canada a little bit. So, you know, it's lining up right now. So we're gonna try to get like 30 cities.
All right, that sounds good. You know, did you ever think of calling it quits throughout the last years, you know, with the whole problems of dropping the album?
Yeah, I mean, I always consider calling it quits dealing with the machine, you know what I'm saying? I never called it, you know, consider calling it quits just, you know, stopping the music, period, because I know, you know, what I got to say is what everybody be thinking, and nobody else, you know, they won't let nobody else really get in the game pushing this kind of line, you know what I'm saying? If you didn't make a name for yourself by 93 or 94, you know, saying the type of shit that I say, they're not letting you in, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, right now, all I know, you know, like Immortal Technique, Dead Prez, you know, myself, Paris, Chuck, I mean, you know, everybody that's pushing the kind of line that I'm pushing, like some hood, turf, you know, revolutionary type lyrics, I mean, we old, you know what I'm saying? They ain't letting no young dudes come in or females come in like that. And they shut that down. That's all by design. We not letting no conscious shit, you know, it could be fire, but they ain't letting it go like that no more.
I feel you. Well, what can be doing if you quit hip hop?
I don't think I can quit hip hop. You know what I'm saying? That's what we are. You know what I'm saying? I don't. That's just like me saying, can I quit being black? Or, you know what I'm saying? That's what we are. You know what I'm saying? And that's really, like, other than what Barack Obama is doing right now, and that's because he made out of both extremes of people, black and white, and that's why he can, you know, he can speak into both, you know, peoples and all other ones in between, issues and problems and all of that, because he made out of that. See, we made hip-hop, so, I mean, I can't ever quit that. And this is the thing that I've seen, that revolution that united whites and blacks and everybody else, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Religion did it. I'm a Muslim, but Islam didn't do it, you know what I'm saying? Not the way that it'd been misrepresented up until this point. Christianity couldn't do it. Judaism couldn't do it. You know, Barack and them, you know, he just getting his little look now. So he making his, you know, converts. You know, he waking people up on that political, that type of level, but on the street level, man, shit.
I feel you.
Hip hop is what it is. That's what did it.
I feel you. Well, you know, we hope that you're going to be doing music for a lot of years to come, man. Before we get out of here, is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
Let me see. As far as like we talked about earlier with the whole gangster rap thing, or everybody, not, you know, everybody now that the youngsters feeling like they gotta be on some gangster shit, or gotta be pimping hoes and making it rain, or selling dope and all of that. Like, that ain't, you know, that ain't gangster, like, straight up. Like, you know what I'm saying? What's really gangster is banging on the real enemy, not being fucking cowards, you know what I'm saying? And acting like you so tough if you can, you know, shoot or get at another black or another brown or another poor motherfucker like you or like us. You know, the real gangster, the real warriors and so is the ones that can identify the real enemy and bang on them. And who is the real enemy? Them United Snakes in the government. You know what I'm saying? Not just this government, but, the, you know, it says hip-hop is global. Okay, we can deal with Great Britain, England, or, you know what I'm saying, all them snakes, Satans. If y'all scared to call them Satan or, you know, bang on them, the fucking cowards, you ain't no gangster. So this the maturity of gangster rap right here. This the natural progression that gangster rap was supposed to go in, the direction it was supposed to go in. Yeah, we banged and shit in the street and banged on each other, but once you woke up and find out who the real enemy is, we banging on them now. We can kill ourselves for nothing. We can kill each other for nothing. We damn sure can kill somebody else that's the real terrorist for something. So, you know, I ain't saying go do that, but shit, if you're rapping about it and you're infecting these little kids' minds and making them feel like they gonna go act it out, make them, you know, put the right enemy in their head and make them act that out there.